Hey, what's up?
Hi, Bob.
What's going on?
Nada. What's going
Bob,
on,
Bob, what kind of pants are you wearing right now?
Frickin' camouflage, man.
You shouldn't be wearing camouflage pants, man. The only people who wear those are people who go to raves and people who shoot guns a lot.
Hey, guns is in the Constitution. It's the American thing. And anybody don't like that, they can kiss my white ass.
There you go,
this
Bob.
Guy's fired up.
Get him, Bob.
And I want to say something else about that little faggot-loving president that we have.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Being that he doesn't like guns.
Who? Who are you talking about?
That little Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Okay?
Your president. Your commander-in-chief. Go ahead.
Well, used to be my commander-in-chief.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? And I think that he can kiss my little white ass, too.
Hey! Come on.
All right, Bob.
Not only that, I think he can kiss all of Americans' white ass.
Why? Why don't you like him? He's your president.
Well, I didn't vote for the stupid SOB.
I didn't ask if you voted for him. I just said, why don't you like him? He's your president.
Why don't I like him?
And you said I didn't vote for him.
For one thing, okay.
Well, okay.
Being that I was in the military, I served over in Desert Storm and all that good stuff, okay? And,
You got that Desert Storm disease?
Anthrax and all that? Yeah, I got
it. Whatever it is that they gave you.
Anthrax.
No, not that. That's the delay.
The syndrome.
Yeah, Gulf War Syndrome.
The what?
Gulf War Syndrome.
Yeah, that's the anthrax pill.
You got it?
Yeah, I did have.
Are you slowly? Are you sick?
Yeah, most of the time.
Man, and you're not mad at the country for sending you over to that crap?
You know,
we fought a war solely for oil, and then people like you got sick, and now some of them have already died from it, and you're not angry about that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am, to an extent, okay? But being that I'm American, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for America.
Yeah, but you did it for oil. How is that a threat to America?
Right, I understand that. And for that fact only, that's the only reason that we was over there, to save that Islamic bullshit, pardon my language, frickin' oil country.
You're a veteran, Bob.
For that oil that was there, we wouldn't even been there. Check?
Hey, I'm with you. There's a monarchy.
I believe that.
In
I believe that 100%.
We put a monarchy back into power. We didn't set up a democracy.
Right.
The monarchy still rules over there. There's still a feudal system. And Saddam is still in power.
Right.
That's a pretty feudal system, if you ask me.
Right. Okay, now.
Did you shoot anybody in the desert?
Did I do what?
Shoot anybody.
Do I have to answer that?
Yes.
24.
You shot 24, what, Americans or, what are you, or sandworms?
No, I didn't shoot no frickin' Americans.
Who'd you shoot?
Republican Guard.
Oh, really? The crack, it was only called the crack.
I had heard that thing was so mellow that there was not an American bullet fired.
Now that's bullshit.
That's what I heard.
Hey, was there a lot of hanky-panky going on with the females?
We'll leave it there, babe.
24? Did you do 24?
God damn, you want to play war? Lay me down and blow me up, babe.
Well, I'll be. All right, well, thanks, Bob.
Well, hold on. He's going to tell us why he hates the president.
Oh, Bob.
Okay.
Why do you hate the president?
The reason why I hate the president, okay, is for number one, he's a faggot lover.
Uh-oh.
Okay? It's obvious. The guy's had the big golden weenie stuck up in him and broke off. Okay? And two, he's trying to take our guns from us. It's in the United States Constitution.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a firm believer in the NRA. I am a member of the NRA. Okay, I just think that guy's a two-faced, backstabbing...
I don't see how he's two-faced or backstabber. He said he would do all that stuff before he got elected. He's not being two-faced. He's just following through on what he said he would do. That's not being two-faced. You might disagree with him, but I don't... He'd be two-faced if he changed his position, but that's what he said he would do, and then he got in, and he tried to do it, and you obviously don't like it, but I don't think that makes him two-faced.
Well, I understand that, but there's a lot of things he said he would do, but that he hasn't done.
Well, he's a politician. I mean, that goes with the turf.
Right, I know. Kiss you in the face, stab you in the back, I know. But that's my opinion on him. And Cincinnati, thanks for listening.
Take it easy, Bob.
We love you, babe.
Call back.
All right.
Okay, are you ready for Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show commentary?
Give me a paper.
I'm going to do it. Oh, he's going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
What the hell? I'm aced out.
You've been usurped.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Shh. Hold on.
Listen.
First in what may be a weekly or bi-weekly feature on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here on WAIF Cincinnati.
And now the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show proudly presents the lovely Jim, bon vivant, free thinker, and science advisor to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, with a few thoughts concerning last week's election results and the rising tide of Republicanism.
Thank you, Chris. I'd like to remind listeners that the views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or its board of trustees. Well, come January, the Party of Lincoln will be running the show on Capitol Hill, and they'll have to quit whining about what's wrong and start doing what's right. And it's their idea of what's right that has me puzzled. Personally, the only good I can see coming out of all this is that I might get to keep my guns a bit longer. In Republicans' contract with America, they say they want a balanced budget amendment, yet they want to cut taxes. Now, if these same Republicans are really serious about downsizing government, and as Ronald Reagan put it, getting government off our backs, then I have a few ideas of where the axe should fall. Let's start with the IRS. Just abolish it, and the income tax upon which this intrusive, bloated agency feeds. Next stop, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yeah.
Booze, smokes, and guns made America great.
Yeah.
And that fiasco in Waco showed us all where those goons are coming from.
Right on.
Speaking of goons, I think it's rather obvious how well the DEA and CIA have been serving the interests of freedom. Get rid of them and make them get real jobs. And speaking of freedom, as long as we're getting government off our backs, let's also keep the government out of women's uteruses. How likely do you think that will be with the Republicans' large constituency of hardcore Christians? These guys are also keen on reforming welfare. It sounds good at first, except that their idea of reform is likely to be damned close to elimination. Think about that next time you see a homeless guy on the street. He's going to have some company soon. Most Republicans aren't exactly known for their empathy for the less fortunate. Look for even more death penalty crimes, more prison buildings, and more pigs to put us all there. Because Republicans are the other side of the same coin vis-a-vis the Democrats, and our only hope is that they'll screw things up so bad as to provoke an armed revolution. Then real freedom-loving Americans can recreate a government by, of, and most importantly, for the people. God bless, and don't give up your guns. Thank you.
If you would like a transcript of this editorial, send half a pint of ether and a dozen sliders to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show Gym Editorial, care of WAIF FM, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206.
I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Come on over, baby. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kinda stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of shaking going on.
Now let's go one time. Shake, baby, shake. Shake.
So you got your Phil Graham, you got your Arlen Specter, you got your Bob Dole.
Newt.
Newt. You don't know what list I'm making.
Newt.
Don't lump Newt in here yet.
Sir Isaac Newton.
I'm talking about Republicans that are famous, high-profile Republicans that are thinking about running for president. Jack Kemp, Dan Quayle, Arlen Specter, Phil Graham, Bob Dole, Lamar Alexander, William Bennett. Every Republican besides Newt Gingrich that is any kind of national, Pete Wilson, governor of California.
He's a brilliant genius.
William Weld, governor of Massachusetts. Any Republican who has any kind of national exposure is thinking about running for president. So what we can look forward to in the next 2 years are these Republicans going at each other's throats, positioning themselves to 96. And you know how they're going to do it? They're going to try to appeal more and more to the far right, to the wacko Christian goofball nuts, the Pat Robertson fans who send in their money to Pat Robertson, make him a millionaire, and he kicks up at some of his favorite politicians.
Well, in that case, if they're going to lean so far to the right, then who's going to stand up for all the wacko, nut, gun-toting, marijuana-smoking crazy people?
They'll want the gun-toters.
The ones up there in Cabin Creek.
They'll want the gun-toters because that seems to be a Christian position, but they won't want the dope-smokers, and they'll want more prisons, and they'll want to fry people quicker. And
doesn't it figure that the hardcore Christians want guns?
I don't know.
Kill some more Harris... Heresies.
Heretics.
Kill some more heretics. Anyhow, what are you getting at, Rob?
Well, if you find a tick in your hair, what are you supposed to do with it?
Kill it.
Set it free. Born free. Release it. Elsie, back into the wild.
If you love something, set it free.
And if it loves you, it'll come back. And if it doesn't come back,
okay, so listen
you.
Up. In case you just tuned in, this is the
Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show. That's me and that's him.
And that's us.
And it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
WAIF Cincinnati.
That's us. 749-1444 is the phone number. Dial us up at 749-1444. If you're in your car phone, just simply dial 749-1444, and that'll put you straight through to us.
But the thing is, you look at the last few presidents, Carter and even Reagan, yes, Reagan, and Bush, and now Clinton, the time they're in office has just got to be pure personal hell, and the amount of money you need to raise to do something like run for president is so outrageous. You got to sell your soul and kiss so much ass that you have no soul left. And so everyone says, you know, the old gag, gosh, I wouldn't want to be president. Being president's got to be like the worst job in the country. Who the hell would want to be president?
They keep you busy and you can't go to the movies without a couple of bodyguards or anything.
And no matter what you try to do, people are harassing you and haranguing you. Your positions are being misrepresented in the press. You got to get your message out.
It must really suck, especially if you're the teenage daughter of a president.
You might have a position that is just a little bit...
Not ugly to boot.
Just a little bit hard to explain, and it can't be explained. Everything has to be boiled down into something so simple that your average American moron knucklehead can understand it. So you got people trying to take complex government policies and boil them down into one little sentence, like cooperation, yes, compromise, no. Four words right there.
And sound bites.
You got to speak in sound bites, and now a sound bite.
Now.
There have been studies where sound bites, when they first became really popular, would last 20 seconds to 30 seconds. Now a sound bite lasts about 7 seconds. So it's got to be not just a sound bite, but an ultra-concise sound bite. And who are we talking
to? Rob, remember that rule we used to have where if you called for a second time, we'd only let you on the air if you told us everything you've taken in your body in the last 24 hours. That includes food, beverage, and narcotic. Well, we have a caller on the line who it'll be his second time tonight.
I don't think that applies.
It sure does apply,
no,
Zeke.
It doesn't.
You start listing away what you had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and narcotic.
Okay,
then
nothing
we'll let you
for
on
breakfast, lunch.
Nothing for breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, Zeke.
Well,
what's the matter with
for
you?
Breakfast. What do you want me to
You're
do?
You're crazy.
We want you to have some fruit. We want you to have some grains.
We need you to get some vitamin C for a well-balanced diet.
Yeah, right.
And you need some grains. You need some whole grain bread.
Okay,
lunch. Tell us lunch.
Morning, okay?
You went where?
IHOP.
IHOP.
International House of Pancakes, fool.
Call Robbie a fool and you die an early death.
IHOP.
We never
I'm sorry, I don't speak that cool lingo, dude.
Not, dude.
What are you looking for, man?
We never.
You're like Fred Sanford clutching your chest.
We never even got around to what he had for narcotics today.
Well,
I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, that would have taken up this whole hour. That would have got us to about 4 o'clock.
Good way to kill some time, though.
And then we'd have been in trouble.
Okay. 749-1444. Bill Gates.
The richest man in America, right?
The computer guy. That dorky guy who never washes his hair.
What do you mean, dorky guy? Guy's like 36. He's the biggest stud in America. He's the most eligible bachelor until he got married like a year ago.
And he bought a painting. A Da Vinci.
You didn't buy a painting.
He
did not
a
buy
Vinci.
A painting.
Yes, he did.
Read it. Read. Oh. You never do the research. I didn't even... Oh. What? He bought a notebook, didn't he?
Yeah, he bought a notebook for $30 million.
Whose?
Da Vinci's notebook. Bill Gates bought Leonardo Da Vinci's notebook for $30.8 million. Rob and I keep a notebook on our program here. It's got all kind of information in it about who we're talking to, what we're talking about, when we're talking about it, and some of the celebrities we've had on.
And what's he going to do with that notebook? He's going to do something pretty cool with it.
He's going to read it.
No, yeah. He reads Dago.
Good slur there, Rob.
I'm just saying, maybe somebody will call the Anti-Italian Defamation League. Somebody will call. No, he's going to actually put it on a tour of museums so we can all go and look at this notebook under glass.
Are we all going to have to pay $10 each to see it?
It's only like $6 in the museum here, isn't it? $5. Show your old college ID, get in for like $2 off.
But what I'm saying...
That's pretty cool. You know, they're have it in a
what
special
I'm saying
room.
Is this an investment for him? Like, is he going to charge people $10 each to see this thing?
No.
How do you know?
I don't think. I think he's just going to put it on tour for the museums, and maybe there'll be like a nominal fee to pay for the tour, to pay for UPS or whoever's going to handle that thing between stops. But I don't think he's trying to make any money off of it. Who told him to buy it? Somebody famous.
Nobody told him
yeah,
to buy it.
No, no,
he's
no.
really into Da Vinci.
No, somebody famous said, you know, you should buy that.
I wonder how valuable it would be if we had Pete Rose's notebook with all his gambling, his bookie in it, with all his scores and stuff. You think that'd be valuable? You're not paying attention to me, Rob.
Yeah, it would be valuable.
That's cool. I want one of those. I wonder if it would have to pay $30.8 million to get it.
I don't know. I thought someone told him, hey, you know, you should buy that. Like his, I don't know.
I got a couple of announcements to make. If you have any old recordings of the Ruth Lyons 50-50 Club, please contact Mark Magistrelli at 731-9898. If you have Ruth Lyons, any kind of documentation on Ruth Lyons, there's a dude doing a documentary on Ruth Lyons 50-50 Club. So call Mark Magistrelli at 731-9898. If you want to call the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you can call us at 749-1444. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow night at 10, that's Wednesday night at 10, tomorrow night, tonight, however you're looking at it.
Oh, man.
Tune into this station, WIIF, and listen to a Zappa concert. Frank Zappa concert that was recorded in March of 1979 in Francois, yeah, over there in Frances.
Francais.
Where they talk funny and eat funny looking
Chapeau
food.
Chapeau de souffle.
With lots of sauces. And they have poodles for pets
what
over
the
there.
Francois de Boulay. They call it number one. They call it the best. Hey, it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking about Bill Gates. We're talking about Republicans. We're talking about Democrats. We're talking about anything that might be of interest to you. We're talking about wild Kentucky guacamole smeared orgies.
And we're fostering an environment so weirdos can feel free to call in.
Basically, that's what we do here every week, Wednesday morning, however you want to look at
mm-hmm.
it. My
Where
gosh.
Would you be without us?
Where would our fans be without you?
Bowl us over with a feather.
Okay, great.
Man, we're good.
What's happening? Seems like there's nothing happening in the world except the main political thing, which has just been beat to death, so there's really not a lot of sense in talking about it. Let's just rock.
Backbone. I got the shades in an evil. Western Bowl? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Quiet night.
Are the patrons at Western Bowl just in an uproar over this new Jeff Blake character for the Bengals?
They're all excited.
Are the alleys empty on Sunday afternoon because everybody's down at the jungle or else in front of their TV?
I don't know. I'm not here in the afternoon.
Well, don't you get the word of mouth?
We got a big tournament going on, so a lot of out-of-towners are in here.
Like a bowl-down cancer thing?
No, we got the Hoinky Classic in here.
Whoa, they got the Hoinky Classic! That is the biggest. That's the biggest of the big.
Yeah.
Are you involved? Are you taking part in that?
I'm not eligible because I work here.
You're not eligible?
Yeah, I work here.
Because you would, like, block the lane, wouldn't you? Do you know how to block a lane if you had to?
No, I don't know anything about running the oil.
You've heard the term, though. You know what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody there know how to block a lane?
I'm sure the guys that do the lanes know how.
What do you mean, block a lane?
Would you like to explain what block a lane means?
It's just setting the oil pattern up so that it makes it easier for the ball to go into the pocket.
It's basically cheating.
Yeah.
Some lanes were doing that a few years ago because it improved scores. And everybody thought, well, if I can go to this bowling alley and get higher scores, I think I'll keep going back. So a lot of 300 games got thrown out because they found out that, you know, they were on blocked lanes. It didn't count.
Correct. The ABC comes out and checks when a 300 is done before they award the prize.
See? Make sure the lane's not blocked. So after a 300 is rolled, then you have to stop using that lane so you don't mess with the oil conditions?
No. The ABC, basically, they can tell... even if it's continued to be bowled on.
Well, those guys must be clever. They must be Japanese.
Awesome.
Nice slur. So what's the wildest experience you've ever had at the bowling alley?
The wildest experience?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like any fist fights, sexual parties?
Have you ever had to help a really beautiful young lady try on her bowling shoes?
No, I haven't had that opportunity, but I'm waiting.
How long have you been working there?
I've been here about 15 months.
Your patience is commendable.
Oh, I have fun here. There's a few fights every now and then in the pool room.
Really? Just no one fights over bowling, though?
No, not usually.
What would hurt more, getting hit with a bowling ball or a cue stick?
I think the bowling ball would.
Really?
It depends on where it hits you.
What do you think about them elections? Weren't they great?
Are you a Republican?
Yes.
A Republican?
Nah.
I'm a Republican.
You are you're a registered Republican?
Yep.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Would you like to?
No.
It's kind of weird to hear anybody...
me by family members.
Your family members have a lot of guns?
No, but I was afraid if I have one that they might get mad at me and use it.
But I think it's just weird to hear anyone say that they're proud to be of either political party. I think they're both just scamps, scallywags, creeps, and perverts.
Yeah, but it's the only choices we have. Republican, so, Democrat.
So you're a Republican because you're the lesser of two evils?
Correct.
Good attitude.
So you're really fired up now that the Republicans run the House and the Senate?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can get some real good positive changes.
Like what?
I don't know. Get the economy going in the direction...
In the direction of bowling alleys?
Yeah.
More government subsidy for the bowling alleys?
Better.
You know, the deficit has shrank under Clinton. People used to care about that. Now no one cares about that anymore.
Yeah.
I know, kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
So what kind of changes would you like to see?
I just like to get things going so that, you know, people like me can get better jobs.
Oh, does your boss at Western Bowl know that you're not happy with your present employment situation?
Oh, I mean, I like the job itself, but...
The cash isn't so good.
I can't afford to buy a house.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to get married.
I just got divorced.
You just got divorced?
I just got divorced in January.
What was it? Was it a messy one?
No, actually, it was pretty friendly and easy. We went the no-fault route.
That's the way to go. Cut the lawyers out of it.
Yeah.
That's not the air conditioning.
Actually, we had one lawyer, but all he did was the paperwork.
Okay, I tell you what, Milt. If we start screaming and I drop the phone, that means some bad guy came in here and shooting us. So call 911 for us.
Okay.
I don't know where we're at. We're somewhere on we're out at the corner of Victory and Taft.
Victory and Taft.
Yeah, the Holmes Hotel.
I guess that's near.
Should we be scared? I don't know. I'm getting scared. Chris is out there, and he's not answering. Are most bowlers Republicans or Democrats?
I don't know. I'm probably an even mix.
Does anybody ever come
actually,
in with a red...
I think the majority of the world seems to be registered to public Democrat, so probably majority Democrat.
Hmm. What's going on? Who is it? Is it scary? Who is it?
Don't worry about it.
Should I be scared?
Keep taking a call.
Who is it?
Talk to Milk.
What the hell? Dude, there's somebody in here. Who is it? You want to tell me who it is?
Don't worry about it. Who? Take the call. Jeff Blake is
He showed up here in person instead of taking our call?
Jeff Blake is not here.
Hey, Mel, do you like that Jeff Blake guy, the new quarterback for the Bengals?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to lead the Bengals to the promised land, Super Bowl?
This year, I don't think they have much time left.
They could go 8-8 under
they
Jeff
go
Blake.
Eight. Yeah, they
sneak
go eight.
In as a wild card, and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, that's possible.
We're all in a tizzy. The Republicans are in office, Jeff Blake's the quarterback, and all is well.
That would be awesome, though, I mean, for them to make this wild comeback.
That would be cool.
Tell us something interesting, Milt, or we're going to cut you loose.
Is the grill open?
The grill? No food around here.
So what do you do during the slow times? Do you have to clean all the shoes and go pick up all the glasses and scrape the gum up off the carpet?
Yeah, we do that. I got to clean the bar. And
don't you hate it when some idiot like drops a Coke right next to the lanes? Then everybody walks in it, then they track Coke all over the lanes, and that means you got to totally clean the lanes and everything?
Yeah, that's bad.
How often does that happen?
Not very often, but once in a while.
Yeah,
we don't mind as long as they call us and let us clean it up, but if they track it all over the place and let it dry out, then it'd be,
tell you what, in those shoes, you got to clean the bottom of those shoes because they'll stick. And if those lanes get the least bit of moisture on them, it'll take away from the oil, and it's just a mess.
Yeah. Makes a dangerous situation, you fall.
It's just a mess. What about little kids running through the bowling lane all the time? Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yeah, slow them down.
People bring their kids and they run like mad and they fall and get carpet burns on their elbows.
You know, it really is great in having a cow in here, even though he takes up a lot of room. At least we get fresh milk.
I didn't catch that.
Do you get any punk kids coming in to just play video games?
All night.
And do they try to buy cigarettes, too?
Well, we got cigarette machines.
You don't have a cigarette machine?
No, we do. We got three of them. Yeah, they buy cigarettes, but if they lose their money, we're not allowed to refund it.
That's your rule?
Yeah.
You're supposed to not let them buy them, you know. You're supposed to go over there and hit them with a shoe.
I'd like to, but...
Timmy is in the house. Say hello, Timmy.
Hi, I'm Timmy, and I'm stone naked and scared. Help!
Okay, Timmy's in the house. Let's take some more calls at 749-1444.
All right, take it easy, Milt.
All right, have a good one.
Stay in touch.
All right, thanks.
Later.
It's good to know we have a contact in the bowling business, isn't it?
The Hoinky Classic, if we ever need to get into the Hoinky Classic.
Okay, let's...
In fact, Western Ball, man, is...
You've been to Western Ball?
Dude,
Tim, you've been to Western Ball.
I saw Spike at Western Ball.
Spike who?
Spike, the heavy metal band.
Oh, really?
I saw Spike in the downstairs room. At Western Bowl,
I didn't know they had
82.
They have bands at the Western Bowl.
They used to.
Really?
That's right. That's like.
Prisoner ever play there?
House, man.
Has Prisoner ever played there?
Yeah. In fact, they did.
Really?
With Wild Man?
Maybe we should hang out at the Western Bowl more.
Right.
Have
we
you
should.
Ever eaten at the grill at the Western Bowl?
Yes.
How?
Fish sandwich, dude.
Say it in the microphone.
Great fish sandwich.
Hear that. Great fish sandwich at the grill at the Western Bowl. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'd just like to address the banjo boy from Deliverance that called up and called Bill Clinton a faggot lover. And just let him know that he doesn't really have a whole lot to worry about because us faggots don't hang out in trailer parks. And
banjo boy, he called
even if we did, we wouldn't be interested in an inbred, fat piece of white trash, beer-drinking motherfucker like himself.
Keep on reading, Tom.
That's about all I got to say, man. It's a simple issue. White trash is white trash, man. Trash comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And
hey, Bob was a vet.
Are you starting to develop webbing in between your fingers and toes, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, I mean, has it gone that far? Are you turning into a bird?
No, I'm not that far developed, man, but I ain't that far bad off either.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you something there,
Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
What do you think of Bill Clinton and his policies regarding homosexuals, both in the Army and in their place in society, and about all that, legislature about not being able to hire homosexuals?
Well, I think it's basically bullshit because they've been there.
Hey,
dude, I'm asking you
a cool question. Don't swear like that other asshole did.
Okay, well, I'll try not to.
If you fucking swear again, I'm going to kill you.
All right. Well, it's basically bull. They've been there forever. They've always been there. Always will be.
He only shows off.
And, I mean, the don't ask, don't tell policy is the same thing.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me interrupt you for a second. Have you ever been taken from behind by a well-hung black man?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
That was in really poor taste. I mean, we get heterosexuals call all the time, and I don't ask them if they ever got it from, like, Christy Brinkley or anything.
I'm just curious, man.
Well, I'm curious about a lot of things, too.
Okay?
No, you don't. Okay, well, anything else, Tom?
Oh, yeah. He's got more. Just basically, I've dated several people in the military, and apparently they crank them out like you wouldn't believe. I don't know whether they just go in there that way or they come out after they are stuck with all the men for a while.
Thanks. We need more heroes like him.
We do.
We need more heroes like you, dude, Tom, asking him personal questions.
Tom, the true American hero.
I like to ask personal questions, too, but I kind of draw the line.
Like Steven Tyler,
between
man.
Between good taste and great taste, you know?
You got to draw the line.
749-1444. We have a derelict in the studio with us, as well as Chris, Rob, and the fella answering the phone. So
it's the lovely Jim, also the science editor and guest commentator this evening.
Where would we be? Big shout out
put
to
him
Jim.
On the air. Get rid of him, Jim.
Have you ever had lunch at Cincinnati
put
West?
Put Zeke on for about 2 seconds.
It's there on Queen
Cincinnati West?
Cincinnati West. It's there on Queen City Avenue. It's kind of like that. You got Sight and Sound and Phil's and the Twin Trolley, and then you got Cincinnati West.
I've never
something
been
like
there.
Glenway.
No.
You know where Glenway and Queen City Avenue are?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right there by that.
By
they
the
got
old
a
hospital.
Yeah, they got a viaduct and they got a highway.
Right. And they now have a McDonald's that was open like 3 years ago.
That's right. It's they got one of those up there. So. Anyhow, next time you're on the west side of town, get the best kind of lunch. It's the place to munch for lunch, Cincinnati West.
You sound like Chris Collinsworth, man.
Crunch a bunch.
That's pretty cool, huh? Frozen from the inside out. Who's up next? Zeke.
Why should we have to listen?
Zeke, we're only putting you on the air if you tell us what narcotics you're on. You know the rules.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me get away from the radio. Like Reverend Tilden. Marijuana.
Is that it?
Oh, what is that? Some kind of like, oh, man. Just that?
Is that it?
That last caller you had, man.
What about booze? Are you on booze?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you guys know a good slur when you hear one. But anyway...
Make your comment so we can hang up on you.
Who?
You.
Who's going to hang up on
you? I am.
Chris?
I'm the co-host.
She's like a...
I hang up on whoever I want, but I'm going to let you make your comment first. So go and hurry up.
Okay. Last caller... He said, like, you know, we should have Proposition, what was it, 13?
Whatever it's called. Get on with it.
And,
He's on crack, man.
And he says, like, oh, those right-wing people from, like, Denver, Colorado just, like, pumped so much money in here that we just couldn't get our voice out.
I didn't hear him mention Denver, Colorado. Zeke, you are the most insanely paranoid, crazed individual to ever come out of the backwoods of Cabin Creek. He never mentioned Denver. What the hell is he talking about? He never mentioned Denver, and nobody ever brought up camouflage pants until you crawled out from under the rock, hooked up a phone line, and ran here to wave. I feel gone with the wind. Hell. I didn't see the movie. What part of I didn't see the movie this afternoon didn't you understand?
I love you, Red. I know I love you just a little girl. You don't know. But I love you, Red. I know I love you. What are you doing with that girl? She's not right for you.
Actually, I saw the original 2 nights ago.
That's
what I mean. On it like
What's the most memorable part of Gone with the Wind?
Butterfly McQueen running around. I can't let you go out like that!
I would have to agree.
This is like the most stereotypical presentation you'll ever see of anybody. Play a real song, dude. It's the slowest record cure.
749-1444.
I'm a left hand lady, see, saw around that pretty little tall. I'm a man left and a lady star gents run around but not too far. I'm a man left and a gentleman star girls run around but not too far. I'm a man left, the old left hand, here we go, right to left grand. Hand over hand, right to left grand. I'm going to go to back there and to get on home
this
with the
pretty little suit. This is the barnyard dancing from Gone with the Wind. It's
hey,
only in the producer's
chain, that's
guy.
What you do. Two and four, go right and left through, and one in three, square through.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise.
Yeehaw, get down to Chris and Rob.
You probably had
late
Sonic Smith's
show.
Phone number too, didn't you?
Who?
Fred Sonic Smith.
Who's he?
He just died. We probably almost had him on the talk show.
Probably.
Patty Smith's husband died. Yeah, for this MC3 now.
The MC5. Okay.
Hey, that Queen Acrid's the first issue. You know, you can check it out.
If you want to talk about punk rock roots, I'll tell you something. I would have
about the first time I ever saw Judas Priest.
I would have
made Judas Priest Air Arena 83.
Priest is all right. I would have liked punk rock a whole lot more if it hadn't have been the Pistols come along and made it look so stupid to everybody. They made it look real stupid.
Yeah, they
to
did
me.
Come along and ruin it, didn't they?
They did.
It was so cool before the Pistols. Oh, shut up. You're like 8. What are you talking about? You're like an 8-year-old punk, or you're like an old skull.
He's talking about my punk rock roots. I'm telling you my opinion on my punk rock roots. I wasn't real big on the Plasmatics either back then. Blondie was all right, but she wasn't that punk, really. No, that wasn't punk rock. That was just kind
whatever,
of silly New York bullshit.
Whatever.
So, 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Roots. Punk rock roots. Punk rock cow. I told you, if we don't get enough calls, we're going to do nothing but play
Square
Dance.
More
Square
Dance
records all night. So let's get some calls in here.
What else you got there article-wise?
Well, let's see here. Walgreens is recalling all their ant killer from
blowing up,
ant roach spray because it blown up and blowing people's faces off. And the last shuttle in 1994 just landed. No more shuttles this year. And
dude, you're zipping through that. We got an hour and a half to fill, and you're like going through these articles, and Jim's watching the phone ring and not answering
That's
it.
That's why it's time for you to give us weather and scores.
Jim
so.
Is still basking in the glory of his commentary from like an hour ago.
Okay, punk rock roots, there you go. There you have it.
Kick out the jams, mothers. What else you got there? I thought you had a whole bunch of stuff. I forgot to bring anything down.
What do you mean?
I forgot to read the newspapers this week.
You
I forgot I was
to
doing
it. Be an informed talk show host?
Dude, last week we had the week off and it was great. I didn't read anything.
Timmy, you're obviously up late on a Tuesday night. What have you been doing all evening before you stopped by the late night talk show?
Actually, I killed a kid tonight.
Don't say that. Dude, it's dudes like you that just make radio stupid.
Man, I just need to talk to somebody about this,
you
okay?
Didn't kill
you know,
anybody.
This is very therapeutic for me.
Now, did you get jilted by a girly tonight or anything?
Actually, no. I was
So why did you kill him?
Why?
Yeah, why?
No reason. That's the beauty of it is there absolutely no reason.
See, it's
at all.
Dudes like you that are just making the stuff up that are going
to
inspire the real freaks out there.
A quarter.
Where's
like,
where were you when we had that guy in here trying to sell us Fix-A-Flat for $3?
Yeah, we needed you there.
Some guy had a jar of Fix-A-Flat, and he asked us all for every dime we had. We gave him like a buck and a quarter, and he came back and said, I'll give you some Fix-A-Flat, give me more money.
Just trying to earn a living,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I should have beat him with it.
I mean, it's either that or washing windows in Manhattan.
What are you going to do, Fix-A-Flat in Cincinnati or windows in Manhattan? Oh, man. Now who are you calling? 7-4. Not the Bows. Who are you calling? It's up to me to fill, huh?
Yeah, fill.
This is
Chris and Rob and Tim and Jim. Is that who we got, Tim and Jim? Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati, what radio's meant to be, can't go no low, 883.00 FM dial in 25 minutes. And look for more rain continued with clouds until it gets sunny, and then it won't be rainy anymore. What's the high today, Jim?
Whenever I get up. Ah! He's funny.
What the
You're
hell?
An idiot, Jim.
What
that
the hell does that mean?
You're an idiot.
It's really nice that you provide your own laugh track. Yeah, it's very helpful.
It's kind of like the shaken Blake. It's the waken Blake. Okay, phone's ringing over at WUBE, the best country.
Oh, man.
That's what we call them rooms for.
Got some questions to ask him about Alaman left, Alaman right.
What's that? Oh, ask him if they know what I mean. Ask him what a pretty old loft is.
Ask him what's up with Sissy Spacek.
A pretty old loft?
Nobody's seen her in 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody at all?
No one.
What about Mrs. Spacek?
She's good. I'm sure she'll be on hard copy.
Who's she married to?
B-105.
Hi, is this B-105, the country music station?
Yes, it is.
Do you guys have any programming of square dances?
Programming of square dances?
Yeah, like a square dance show, like maybe a show where you can play some Allaman left, Allaman right. We could kind of get in the line out here in the old barn and have a square dance.
We have a DJ service that she could provide music like that, yeah.
I just mean like over the air for like everybody to dig. Kind of like sometimes they have these skate parties on some of these other stations and they'll play some, you know, like Old Cool and the Gang or something. You have the skate party. Well, we were thinking about having a big hoedown square dance kind of thing out here and putting
we're
on.
We're on mushrooms too, sir.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, we don't do.
What is an Allaman?
Do what?
What is an Allaman?
And a
dosey do.
And a chicken in a bread pan picking out
it's
dough.
It's a dance.
What's a chicken in a bread pan picking out dough?
Hey, it's like a chicken in a bread pan picking out dough. But does your dog bite? That's the question.
Oh, okay. What was that you wanted to ask him?
Oh, goodbye.
Nope. Okay, bye.
Wow. I guess that's the end of that.
I guess that's an awful low to be a late night overnight DJ at a country station, didn't he?
He's a real winner.
He's
a real go-getter.
He's in it for the music, man.
He's probably that slacker generation.
The original slacker generation.
How many dudes did you know in radio that had to work at a country station somewhere where there wasn't anyone around for like 50 miles in any direction of the station just because it's the only job they could get in radio?
None.
I know a lot of dudes from college.
You're lying.
Ford.
You don't...
Speaking of
Spanky.
Roots.
Yeah, Spanky.
Spanky doesn't count.
749-1444. We're still having a talk show, barely.
Vaguely, and only in the broadest sense of the term is this a talk show.
But at least we're talking.
Basically, it's the Chris monologue.
Kids, you know, if you're out there and you're lonely and you're scared and you just want to talk to somebody, give us a call. You know, we're all ears here. We're your friends. And
Boys Town Hotline.
We want to hear your problems. We want to be able to talk about them because we love you, man. So, you know, don't do it. If you're thinking about doing it, don't do it and call us up.
Chris and Rob are your radio pals. Now you even have four pals tonight for the price of two. So anything, any like love problems or, you know, is like...
Remember,
you know,
we're putting spontaneity back into radio.
If it's one of those days where it's just a drag and everybody's been down on you from your best girl all the way up to your...
We'll even do auto line, tell you how to fix your car.
Jim, did you just bust your lip on that mic? That thing cranged off your upper lip. Dude.
Yeah, and if spark plugs really turn you on, man, you're not alone, okay? Give us a call.
We'll show you how to use the ratchet.
Duke on. He sounds intelligent.
Is it Duke?
Duke?
The Duke?
I don't know.
Hello, Duke.
Hey, fellas.
It's
hey,
the
Duke.
Duke.
We needed somebody to talk to real bad.
And that's why I'm here.
It's late, dude. So I mean, it is late. Do you know what time it is, Duke?
It's pretty damn late.
Well, I'll tell you, since we're your one-stop source for news and comments, I'll tell you how late it is. Because we know it is 3:38 and a half.
You're not going to hit it at the exact tone. You're not going to call the Naval Observatory.
I ain't going to play no tone for you. I'm just going to tell you my clock is close enough to being accurate that you won't be late for work if you listen to me.
We're hooked up to Greenwich, baby.
Okay.
Greenwich, England. We're right there.
Yeah, I really should be asleep, by God.
You should be sleeping?
Yeah, the big guy's back tomorrow. Mr. Burbank returns.
Well, listen, Duke, we're going to get some music behind your call. Are you ready?
Oh, is it my theme?
No.
Oh.
You had a theme?
Chris briefly gave me a theme a while back.
Yeah,
this
an
is
insulting
your theme,
theme.
Welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Up next is Duke. Hello, Duke.
Hey, guys.
What are your comments this evening?
Well, let's see. You know, Ricky Lake, she got arrested.
Good. She deserved it.
I'm on the same page with
you. She's nothing but a stanky H.O. anyways.
So I guess we're on the same page here.
We're on the same page. What'd she get arrested for?
She get busted for slaughtering an animal or something?
I think she punched some guy in the nuts to protest animal rights.
She punched a guy in the nuts? Where do I get in that line? I'd love for Ricky Lake to bag me.
Yeah.
Know what? So she's out there protesting around, her and Chrissy Hynde are walking around for PETA. Some
and
guy
Bob
walked
Sussman,
by.
Her husband.
Ricky Lake is married?
Yeah, to
a leather jacket. She
John.
Got incensed.
Yeah. Do you know all the details? All the gory, bloody details?
I really don't. I just know it was a PETA function. And she spent like 24 hours in jail.
For punching the guy in the balls?
I don't know if she punched a guy in the balls or if she spilled blood on somebody.
I actually caught a little bit of that. Apparently she walked into one of the top designer guys' office, Versace or something, who does a lot of, designs a lot of clothes with fur, and walked into his office and held a protest and got thrown in the clinker for it.
That was it? No ball punching?
Unfortunately,
I like his version
so.
Better.
Yeah,
we'll go with your version, dude.
Yeah, I think the ball punching might have occurred in the slammer.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do when you're in the joint.
Was she in the all-female celebrity jail?
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, she mentioned she was on Letterman tonight, and she mentioned that while she was in her cell, she was afraid to kill the bugs because she was in there with a bunch of animal rights activists.
So let me guess. She's a lesbian now, right?
No, she's in with the jail, not the military.
Yeah. I guess we're on the same page there.
We're on the same page here, dude.
It's just a love fest. So what else is going on,
hey,
guys?
Oh, man, not a heck of a lot. It's just a free-for-all party down here like it is every Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, depending on how you want
but
to get.
But tonight's a little more of a free-for-all than usual, it seems.
Is
Duke your real name?
For all intents and purposes.
When he was born, his mama says, I'm going to name that boy Duke.
And he's going to grow up and own an ox.
Yeah? A big blue ox.
Do you own an ox, Duke?
I'm still working on that.
You're working on the ox?
Yeah, I'm saving up. But, so tell me about the new Palatial Waif Studios. How have they decorated? How are our pledge dollars going to work?
They painted over the bumper stickers, for one thing.
Carpeting.
Okay. A new table for Chris and his monitor.
Carpeting until the Dubberama smokes it.
Oxygen chamber.
Yeah, we got one of those Michael Jackson hyperbolic chambers so we can stay in, so we can do a show in there and never age.
We got a Cuisinart.
Bozo had one of those. The Bozo does a show in a hyperbolic chamber.
So he never ages?
Yeah. Well, you know, he stopped aging. He began aging at age like 14, I think. But
the Bozo had a beer in eighth grade. Yeah. The Bozo's the one guy in the yearbook.
I'm talking about the Bozo, man. The Bozo is addicted, and this is the truth, he's addicted to Ass Masters magazines.
Running that truck all the time.
Ass Masters.
Yes. Not Bass Masters. Ass Masters.
Man, that's an ugly sight. You think he's sending his own personal photo?
Probably.
Taken by the Segman at 5 in the morning?
Hey, get a shot of this. Get a shot of this one.
Yeah, I think the Bozo might know some of those square dancing terms if you really want to know.
We want to know what a do-si-do is. We want to know who the hell left the chicken in the pan to begin with.
Exactly. And what's a forearm? What the hell was that? A forearm sachet or something?
A forearm smash to the head. I don't know. That's a WWF term.
Through three quarters of my arm, stick out your hand. Here comes corner left, dollar man. Here we go, right to left, grand.
That was all pretty basic stuff. I could do that.
What's an Alaman?
An Alaman?
He's an Alaman.
I thought that was just an exclamation. I didn't think that was an order.
That's just like saying yippee.
Yeah.
I like my Alaman with cheese.
You know, some of my first courting experiences were at the Saturday Night Square Dance in Lake Cumberland when my family went on our annual Lake Cumberland vacations.
Really?
Yes, I kissed my first girl.
Did you get real sweaty palms when you got to the prettiest girl in the line?
Scratchy feet.
Just like a Midwestern Neil Simon play or something.
Yes, oh God, you're going to make me cry, man.
So, Tim, who was the prettiest girl in line? Tell us a little bit about her.
Her name was Ginger, and it really appeared like she had really big breasts, but I know she was stuffing, but it didn't matter, man. I mean, it really didn't matter at all. She was You know, she looked at me from across the smoke-filled room, and we were do-si-do-ing, and we were dipping and tucking, and next
And then all of a sudden...
Here we go, right and left, friend. Hand over hand, right and left, friend.
Listen, gee, will you dance? I want to do-si-do, and oh, gosh, I'd love to get to know you. My mom
Duke,
and dad
do you ever have to do that?
Sleep.
That is romantic, being 13 and dipping with your girlfriend.
Woo!
You both put in, you know, the school bandits or something.
Well, the thing is, when you're 13, you don't care if you use toilet paper, and then when you're 23 or 33, you don't care if you have silicone.
Okay.
Nothing changes.
Actually, I prefer if my girls use, toilet paper.
I got a handful of tube sock last night. It felt good in my hand.
You should have seen the look on her face when I chopped her head off, though. It was priceless.
Dude, axe murderer in the studio.
Hey, man, I got a lot of tension, okay? Get off my back. Trace this call, man. Find out where this guy lives.
I keep the doors locked tonight, Duke.
All right. Hey, when are you coming back to the big one?
Hey, did you get my fax today?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I looked through it. It looked good.
This is point-to-point communication, boys.
I just needed to know. Thanks.
This is point-to-point. We have rules about that here.
All right, get to bed, Duke.
Say you, boys.
Later.
The rules are, if you make any point-to-point communication,
you have
to tell me everything.
I sent Duke a fax today, and I was asking him if he got it. How was that?
No, I mean a fax of what?
Your fax butt? Of my ass, yeah.
That's what I thought.
No, a fax of some chick's head I cut off.
749-1444, that's the phone number. Chris and Rob, talking to the game.
The fax of a homeless person's driver's license. That's what we do after we kill somebody. We take their driver's license and we fax it down to the other guy and we say, now top that. Ha!
You guys are insane.
Play a song, man. I need a break.
Okay. You have any Nat King Cole, man?
Nah, Nat King Cole.
Hey, we got another guy with three words in his name. Do. That's Chris and Chris and Rob Lane Night Talk Show, 749-1444, WAIF.
Been getting a whole heck of a lot of calls tonight. Not a whole lot of respond to this big issue of
Republicans, Democrats, sycophants,
libertarians, anarchists, rock and roll musicians.
Rock and roll is, you know, it's art, you know. Telephone is ringing.
Was that my mother on the phone?
All right. Ready, where
you can hear it?
Yeah.
You're on, Gary. Hey, what's
happening,
guys?
Hi, Gary.
I just want to comment on those tunes you play. You got a nice variety of tunes there.
That's what they say, nice variety.
Was that the Shake and Blake tune you just played there?
Yeah, Shake and Blake. What do you think of that?
Oh, I like it. It's pretty good. On that subject there, man.
You know, he's meaner than a rattlesnake in the jungle or something like that.
He'd rather run through the fire and gasoline draws than to rumble with the Bengals in the jungle, them boys.
Something
like
that. You ought to be a singer, man, I'll tell you.
What do you mean, ought to be?
You are a singer?
Thank you. You just heard me, didn't you?
Huh?
You just heard me, didn't you?
Yeah. Sounded pretty good.
Thanks.
Hey, that song there, is that the theme song for the Shake and Blake?
It could be. Why couldn't it?
Because I know they got one. It's sort of like a rap version.
It's all right. It's by a judge, though. I don't know what a judge knows about rock and roll or even funk and roll.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, how much you want to bet that Klingler becomes a great quarterback somewhere else?
Not a thing, because the suckers bet because you know it's going to be true. Klinger will go anywhere else, and he'll blossom. He'll blossom like a fresh daisy on a summer afternoon.
Exactly.
He'll blossom like a 13-year-old girl at her first square dance on Lake Cumberland.
I like Klinger, man. It's such a shame. It's just I know he's gonna go somewhere else and be great. I just got that feeling.
I hear he's pretty jaded about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Lapham had a good point where they said Klingler was, you know, in the play calls for Klingler's plays, he was not allowed to roll out of the pocket. I wonder if there's any truth to that.
I don't know. Who knows? The Klingler just so shell-shocked back there. You could see the look of panic on his eyes from the helmet. The minute he got the snap, he's just like...
That's true, and I remember the first few games, he was more like a ballerina than anything.
Yeah, he'd go back there, he'd dance around. Now he looks like Dan Quayle, that deer in the headlights look. He just knows he's about to get his head broke.
Hey, speaking on the subject of politicians, that sounds like Ross Perot there for that barn dance song.
Me where he said, now.
For the whole song it does, just about.
I don't know, let's explore that concept.
Go right ahead.
We're going to explore that concept.
We're going to explore the concept that Ross Perot had a former life as a barn dance caller. Then dive through and pass through,
cross trail through to a right-hand star. Now, man, if we don't get the deficit under control, I tell you what we're going to do. There'll be a giant sand all the way down to Mexico.
And on the subject of politicians, man, I don't know, man. They ought to get rid of some of them politicians they got, man. They're overpaid. You know, I don't think government was supposed to be like that, where they're overpaid.
Who's overpaid, man?
Most of those politicians, I don't think they
do a whole... Who? You talking about local, state, or federal?
Probably all.
No, I don't think...
you don't think so?
I don't think the local guys are overpaid. And if you look at how enormous the federal budget is, even though Congress will make 133 G's a year, pretty darn good coin, no doubt, but if you look at how enormous the federal budget is, lowering the salary of the politicians is not in any way, shape, or form going to make a dent into the deficit or the debt.
And what do you think about the how government actually was meant to be sort of like a volunteer basis, and it wasn't supposed to be for long terms, you know, people in there? Some of them people, I don't know, man. I don't think they do much for the government.
Some of these guys that ran this last time around, like Paul Simon and all that, mm-hmm. say that they're not going to run again just to prove a point.
He can't afford it, and he doesn't want to sell out. Plus, he's getting kind of decrepit and old. He doesn't want that crap again.
Because he ain't nothing without Art Garfunkel anyway. I thought that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
It was all right. I can do better than that.